Hi, the dictation for Regano Jones, R-E-G-A-N-O-J-O-N-E-S. Date of service is 7/25/2025. Date of birth 11/24/1993. Date of accident is 4/5/2025. The chief complaints are patient reports that she's suffering from various symptoms as a result of an accident, automobile accident that happened on 4/5/2025. She is suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the left side of the chest, left hip, left leg, and left shoulder. She reports that her left leg and thigh are numb and the pain is stabbing. In addition, patient has headaches which are throbbing. Patient also reports of pain in the face, in the left cheek area. Pain in the hip is almost stabbing and sharp pain, numbness in the left foot is reported affecting the fourth and fifth toe. All of these symptoms are attributed by the patient to an accident allegedly that happened on 4/5/2025 at 4:01:20 p.m. The accident happened on I-96 highway near Kentfield, K-E-N-T, T like Tom, F-I-E-L-D, Kentfield, near Schoolcraft and Evergreen in Detroit area. The patient was a driver alone of a Chrysler 300. It collided to Mitsubishi car at unknown speed. Patient reported that she was going through the Kentfield overbridge and she was stopped on a stop sign. The other car did not stop or yield. And it was coming from the freeway, I-96, head-on on the exit ramp. It hit her car in a T-bone fashion on a passenger side. Patient was wearing seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy, but the airbag on the passenger side deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. The damage was to the passenger door, fender on the passenger side, front hood and grill was damaged, wheel was broken, there was no damage inside the car, the seat belt, dashboard, headrest, steering wheel column, they were all okay. Regarding the injury, patient report that she hit her face to the steering wheel and seat belt also injured her. She jerked left to right, right to left. In the process, she injured right her neck and the lower back. The right knee collided to the console and left foot to the brake pedal and it goes numb and tingling. The patient went to the emergency room, Corwell Oakwood Hospital. She was there for 4 hours. X-ray, CT scan, cervical spine were done. An X-ray of the head was done. We were found negative. She also had an X-ray of the foot, shoulder, chest, hip, knee, tibia, fibula were all negative. Lower back, LS spine X-rays were negative. And since then, she saw Dr. Muhammad Ahsen, A-H-S-E-N, for pain management three times, who provided the physical therapy and disability since April. She has had no visits to physical therapy, but she has seen a chiropractic doctor, Bronco. The MRI has been ordered at M1 Imaging, but the reports are not available yet. The reports are available right now. She is referred by the chiropractor for evaluation. History of the presenting illness. The patient is suffering from headaches which are occupying the left temple, moderate, off and on, sensitive to the noise, no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptom TBI, only disorientation. Patient feels disoriented. Other than that, no symptom of TBI reported. Patient specifically denies dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, vision problem, ear problem, or any confusion, confusion, lack of focus. He denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. No blood vision, sparks in the vision, or loss of vision field is reported. Patient further report that she does feel left, a subtle anesthesia of the left buttock, and weakness, numbness is due to pain, hard time getting comfortable to sleep, and the numbness and tingling are reported to be present in the left arm all the way and left leg laterally. Her balance is off. She falls and trips, possibly due to the brain injury. And she can sit okay. Standing is painful, and the back is hurts. She starts getting numbness in the legs after 30 minutes of sitting and standing. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, which is around 7. And it goes across. Pain in the middle back is 7. Lower back pain is 7 to 8. A radiation of the pain is reported in the left arm, front and back, involving all the 5 fingers constantly. She also has a numbness and tingling and shooting pain in the back of the right leg all the way to the ankle and foot, involving 4th and 5th toe. Some of the pain is also felt in the lateral part of the left thigh and left leg. Please review the records for the corrector of the pain, the intensity of the pain, ADLs are 8. Please review the modified factor for the pain and additional history, system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, legal history, and personal history, as well as the ADLs, and as well as the diagnosis. Physical examination. The blood pressure is found to be 135 over 97, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'6", weight is 138. 30-year-old African-American female, of average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Well-built, well-nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain, faces unnoticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well, reasonably, and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including psychiatric, neurological examination, which is normal. In the musculature examination, kindly mention that there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle with 3 trigger points in the upper trapezius, cervical, and thoracic fiber on the left side, while the paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5, but no trigger points. Tenderness of the musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpations from the template. Find tenderness at L5-S1 and bilateral SI joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed L1 to L5 bilaterally. The range of motion, cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, bilateral rotation is 45. Lumbar spine range of motion. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. Cervical spine, Hoffner sign is negative. The Sperling sign is positive. And the Dermot test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Toe to heart test is negative. Thoracic spine, Phelan test is negative. Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degree bilateral. PLR is positive. Camp test is positive. Podzinski Karnik test negative. Bregar test negative. And Bevinsky sign is negative. SI joints bilaterally are tender. And Faber test is positive bilaterally. Muscle test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination. Please use the template. As all the extremities are completely normal. The grips are normal, no neurological or vascular deficit is noticed. The tenderness and Phelan sign is negative. The range of motion of all the extremities is normal. Please, diagnosis, please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is ordered to have a physical therapy. Three times a week to focus on the neck, mid back, lower back. And left SI joint. Left hip, left knee, and left ankle. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise plan, McKenzie program. Patient remains off work, housework replacement, transportation. Medications, Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran 50 mg PRN for pain, along with 50 mg at night at GAD disorder and sleep, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg. Neurontin was not provided. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Medigesic for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatrist, yes. The fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI other imaging records, yes. They are available, M1 imaging, dated June 30th, 2025. Cervical spine shows a left paracentral disc herniation of C4, C5, and 3 mm posterior disc bulge at C5, 6. And in the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc of L5, S1, and L4, L5, abutting on the L5 nerve roots. There is a facet hypertrophy from L4, L5, L5, S1. Interventional pain procedure, patient is advised and discussed in detail about the alternatives, especially lumbar epidural steroid injections times 4 and cervical spine injection times 2. It brings further relief. Surgical options. None at this time. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, I have added a thoracic spine MRI since patient was complaining of mid-back pain as well. DMEs are provided, back brace, neck brace, tense unit, for further help. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.